Hi, my name is Carrie Yonker. Today is December 12, 1990, and I am going to interview Mrs. Donna Mackey. I am interviewing Mrs. Mackey because she was a student at National Mine, and I want to see what her school days were like. I will be doing this interview at Mrs. Mackey's house at 1700 Walnut Street in Ishpeming.
Okay. First question is if you could tell me a biographical sketch about you. Like when and where were you born?
I was born in Ishpeming, Michigan.
Okay. Do you know when?
Yeah, May 25th, 1926.
Okay. Do you have any brothers or sisters?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you know when and where your parents were born?
I think my mother was born in Ishpeming, my father was born in National Mine.
Do you know when?
My dad was born in 1898, April 11th. And my mother was considerably younger, maybe 3 or 4 years younger. She was born in Ishpeming, but I don't have the date. She died when I was small.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, do you remember the years you attended National Mine?
I did all my education in National Mine from kindergarten right through senior high school.
Okay. Do you remember the names of any grade teachers?
I remember just about all of them. Mrs. Gleason, but she was Miss Austin then. And the first grade teacher was Miss Herring, Evelyn Herring. Second grade teacher was Olga Stoll. Third grade teacher was Margaret Salka. Fourth grade teacher was Alan Peterson. Fifth and sixth grade teacher was Fanny Millimackey. And then in seventh grade, that was junior high, we had different teachers.
Yeah. Okay, let's see. Do you remember anybody that was like one of your favorite teachers?
I think I liked Mrs. Gleason, although she was just the kindergarten teacher. She was the music teacher, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then she left the school because in those days when a teacher got married, they could no longer teach. Of course, that's been changed now. And then she did come back when we were in high school, so she was there when we graduated. She was the music teacher.
So was she your favorite in high school then, too?
Well, partly, but I kind of liked Miss Brown, and she was an English teacher in high school.
What was she like?
Well, she was very interested in literature, and she used to read to us, and she was quite dramatic at times.
Mm-hmm.
That was very interesting.
Do you have any interesting or humorous stories about your high school teachers?
I don't know what I should say, but we always used to call Mr. Bath sauna, which is bathhouse in Finnish, you know, because bath means sauna. I don't know if that's so humorous. That's not private information. Everybody called him that.
Did he know that, everybody?
Yes, he knew that. And he was our class advisor, and you know, Chua was our class advisor. He was very interesting. He was... I guess we kind of liked him because we could get him off the track.
Yeah, a lot of teachers are like that these days.
And he'd go along with us for a while. Mm-hmm. And he's one of my favorites. And then, of course, my Uncle George was there, George Anola.
Really?
So he was my teacher, but I was afraid of him. But he was a good teacher.
Yeah.
But it's kind of hard having a relative for a teacher.
Yeah. Okay. How did you get to school, and how far was it?
We walked.
How far?
And I don't know whether you know where. It would be the country market, no. But it was Anna's store, then it was my grandfather's store. So we walked all the way to school. And there were little shortcuts that we used to run through, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot of shortcuts.
Yeah, and that's all been fenced in now because of caving ground and that, but we used to have a path going right through there, up on the school. And then in the winter, sometimes we'd take our sleigh and ride down all those hills.
Do you know when school started?
Pardon?
When did school start?
Usually in the first week in September, sometimes the last week of August, but mostly right after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm. What time did it?
It started at 9, and in grade schools, I think the most elementary grades we got out maybe 20 after 3, and then 3:30, and then high school we always got out at 4.
So high school was longer then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, it started this now.
9, and then we had an hour off at lunch, you know, and we went home for lunch too.
How
the bus kids took their lunch, you know, there was a lunchroom, but the people, or the kids that lived in the community, you had to go home if you didn't live too far. It took about 10-15 minutes to run home, you know.
So everybody that lived in Nashman area had to go home?
Most of the kids, except the ones that lived maybe over in the Sunnyside and, what's that area over there now, Sunnyside and Sweet Home, they were allowed to take their lunch. The only time we could take our lunch is if we were practicing for a play at noontime. Or if it was real, real cold.
Yeah. How did the kids dress back then?
Well, you couldn't wear jeans like you do now. You had to wear skirts or dresses.
Was there a dress code then?
Well, I don't believe there was, but most of the kids were more or less dressed up, you know. Mm-hmm. Not fancy, but regular casual clothes. You know.
Yeah. What kinds of subjects were taught at that time?
Well, when I was in school, it was called a general course, right? In high school, we never had a science course or a commercial course. But there were commercial subjects and science subjects, but everybody took the general course. And then in the elementary grades, you had just your every subject was taught by the homeroom teacher except for music.
Did you have a favorite subject? If you did, why?
I kind of liked history.
Did you like the teacher?
Well, in 7th and 8th grade, we had Miss Lynn. She was also a domestic science and hygiene teacher. And then in high school, we had Mr. Bath. He taught world history and American government and economics. In 8th grade, we had American history, and that was taught by Mr. Animal. Then we had math. We had after you got in 7th grade, you had different teachers for different subjects, you know. Yeah. But up to through 6th grade, most of the subjects, as I said, were taught by the homeroom teacher.
What was the most difficult one?
Most difficult.
Yeah.
I think when I was in 11th grade, we had a course called aeronautics for like a half year. And I don't know why I took it, because it was real hard and I wasn't very interested in it. I thought it was going to be something different than it was, but it was very...
Is that like what it would be now, like shop or gym or something like that?
No, it was all mostly mathematics and about flying a plane and different things like that. But I thought it would be interesting, but it was real hard.
Do you remember any fads or sayings that you liked, that you said and stuff?
Fads? Well, everybody wore those saddle shoes. I don't know if that's coming back now. Those black and white shoes now. We had brown and white. They were Patpoon shoes, white bucks, and that sort of thing. And and the dress code was, the dresses were quite short at one time. And then they were longer. It's funny that they got longer during the war when you thought maybe there would be a material shortage, but the dresses were longer then.
Do you remember any sayings like cool or something like that?
Can't think of any offhand, but I'm sure there were some.
Yeah. How were kids expected to act or behave during class time?
You were expected to be quiet, you know, and attentive. I don't think there was too much trouble that way, except for maybe certain kids were little cut-ups, but generally speaking, I think the kids were pretty well managed.
Yeah. Okay, what kinds of punishments would the teachers give if the kids were bad?
I think most of the time you'd probably have to stay after school. There were certain incidents, maybe very rare, a kid would be expelled once in a while, but not for long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that still happens a lot. Did you ever get suspended?
No.
Okay, what kinds of extracurricular activities were offered?
Well, that would probably mean basketball, things like that. Yeah. The boys played basketball. There weren't many things for girls.
Mm-hmm.
We had, we played volleyball in the summer sometimes, and we'd play baseball outside, and then we had a no-he club. And
that
was domestic, well, that was home ec, and we called it domestic science then.
Mm-hmm.
And there were no men allowed in there, no he. And we went out on outings and we learned different things, you know.
Yeah.
Pertaining to home, and yes, I was in there. Mm-hmm. We only had that one year when we had a different teacher. That was during the war years too, when she kind of instigated that. Huh? Well, no, it was more like personal, how to take care of yourself and take care of your home and different things like that. It was mostly for socializing and things like that, you know, getting together.
Were you involved in any other ones?
No, I wasn't very athletic when I played ball. I was afraid of the ball.
Did you have any special moments in that no-he club?
Well, I remember one time we went, I think, out to somebody's camp, and we stayed overnight, and we played games, and then we had, I think, we had a wiener roast outside or different things like that. It was in the latter spring, you know, so
was there a lake there?
No. There might have been a river or a creek in there. It's out south there. We were at, I think, Tom Heaton's camp or whose camp? I can't remember. Out that way, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't too far off the main. What is that road? 5-8. What is it? 581. Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of camps out there now too.
People live out there now, probably.
Yeah. Did any sports teams win a trophy for a tournament or anything?
Yeah. I can't really remember, but I remember before the war. I'm talking about World War II now.
Mm-hmm.
And we were allowed to go on bus with the team on the bus to games, you know, other than home games. But then after the war started, because of the gas rationing and, well, I think it was because of the tires and everything was so, there was a shortage of those things, you know. So then they didn't do that anymore, so the only games we could go to were the home games.
Mm-hmm.
But we used to go, basketball, I'm talking about basketball. We never had a football game team then.
Mm-hmm.
And of course it was mostly the boys that had it, the sports, you know. And I don't know that, maybe some girls were kind of hurt by that, but it just seemed like you just were interested in going to the games. You didn't really matter if you were playing
basketball.
Did
they have cheerleaders?
Yes, they had cheerleaders.
Okay. Did you have any effect on the war, at school or at home?
Well, we had a boy that couldn't graduate because he had to go in the service in our class, Norman Corbin. And he had to go. Yes, he went into the Navy. So he, I think he did finish his schooling in the service, but he wasn't there when we graduated.
So there wasn't really that many effects.
Not, you know, that was in 1944. Vietnam. And I don't know then if some after that had gotten in, but that's the only one I remember. And then we used to publish a newsletter during the war and send it to all the servicemen from the National Mine Area.
Mm.
And we had a school newspaper. It was called the Echo.
Mm. Were you in that?
I might have been a reporter in one of my grades, but I can't quite remember.
Was that anybody who wanted to do that?
Well, it was more voluntary, but it was, I don't know, maybe some kids might have been assigned to it too. Mm-hmm. I think it was more voluntary.
Yeah. What kinds of plays or programs were staged when you were in school?
Well, we always had a Christmas operetta.
What was that?
That was more of a musical.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had spring operettas, and then we had plays on Washington's birthday and Armistice Day. And then as we got into junior high and high school, different classes would take those different holidays, or like Washington's birthday, or different ones, Columbus Day or something like that. We might have what you would call an assembly, and different classes, it would be their responsibility. And of course the teachers would head it, you know, or direct it, and then we'd have a little, maybe an assembly for a half hour or 45 minutes. Sometimes outside speakers would come in, or films.
Would you participate in this?
Well, most of the time it was like a group thing, you know, so there were different kids, but I like to be in the plays. I enjoy that. And then we had a class play in 10th or 11th and 12th grade, you know, a senior play. And there were so few kids in school then that the juniors usually helped the seniors out in their class play.
So were you in that?
Yes, I was.
Did you like that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah. Okay.
And we did have a spell down too, once
that?
A year, where you would have a elimination in the grade that you're in, and then I don't know if it was the SUNY of the better spellers would be in the spell down from each grade.
We have that. It's called Spelling Bee now. I could never do that though.
So that was kind of fun. It was kind of nerve-wracking though, if you were up there and had to spell. There were words you would probably miss that you wouldn't ordinarily miss, but because you have to spell them out loud.
And you're so nervous.
Yeah.
Do you
we did have one of the girls in our grade did win it one year, Evelyn Lacari. She did win it.
Yeah, I remember Jamie McNabb Curvis won it in fifth grade, I think.
Yeah.
She's a good speller.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, do you remember any humorous or interesting stories about those programs or plays?
I can't think of it. Probably a little lot of them, but I can't really, you know, put my mind to it.
What was lunchtime like for the people that didn't have to walk home?
There was I think the teachers had their turns on lunchroom duty, you know, so all that there wouldn't be any goofing off and kids throwing food around. And there were no hot lunches then. You brought your lunch from home.
Do you know when they started bringing hot lunches?
Not during my time.
So,
there would be a rack there where all the kids would have their lunch buckets. And you go get your pail, you know, or your bag of lunch or whatever, and then you'd eat it on these tables.
But you never had to do that?
The only time we did that is if there was a really cold day or storm. Like I say, if you had to practice for something.
Yeah.
Like forensics or whatever.
We have forensics all too.
Yeah, we had that.
We just started it.
In ninth grade
two
they
years
started.
Ago.
We had declamations in ninth and tenth grade, and then you had to write an oration in 11th and 12th grade, and you had to do it. It was required. That was part of your English
Yeah, this is a voluntary.
It wasn't then. You had to do it.
Mm.
Yeah. But I think that's probably because there were so few kids. You know, you don't have the students that you have now because you have all those different schools coming in to the high school from all the...
How big was your class?
9.
9? Uh-huh. Whoa, we have something like 97. okay. At the school, where did they eat? Like, was there a big cafeteria or something?
It was just the lunchroom. It was... Oh. Do you go to the National High School?
Yeah.
How would I explain that to her? It was the entrance that faces... Do you know where Lois Toy lives up there? She lives right, that first house right by the school on the left side of the road.
Yeah.
And there's an entrance to the school on that side. Would that be, what side would that be, Bill? Facing the, you know, Menneker's house, you know, Isaac Menneker.
It's north.
The north side. That was the high school. When you got in high school, that's where you went in.
Mm-hmm.
When you were in the grade schools, you went in on the opposite end. Of course, that's different now because they may still use that now, but I think there's two entrances over there since they added that new area or kindergarten area. Hmm. Don't they have
They also added two like outdoor attachments for two grades that have their separate rooms and everything, separate buildings.
Yeah, well, they would have been the north entrance and the lunchroom, as you went in that entrance, was right to the right. There was a big room in there. There were maybe a half a dozen, like a big, big picnic table. Only they were nicely varnished, and the seats were attached, you know.
That's different, too. Mm-hmm. Okay, how much they didn't buy lunch then?
There might have been a milk program at one time where you could buy like a half a pint of milk.
How much did that cost back then?
Was it one couple pennies or something like that?
Oh, wow.
No, I'm not positive about that, but I might be thinking of something else.
Yeah, but money's gone up a lot, don't you? Yeah. So you had lunch every day at your house?
I went home for lunch, except for the times that I might have to
Who was the principal when you were in school, and please describe him or her?
Well, that was my uncle.
Was
George
it?
Anula. And I have a picture of him here. In fact, I have a picture of Mr. Bath and Mr. Anula.
Oh.
He was superintendent.
Yeah, he was a superintendent. My uncle was a principal. And he was there. These two men were there right through my, from kindergarten right through when I graduated.
So you couldn't really say what your principal was like because he was your uncle?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I guess I didn't know him that well until after I got to be more of an adult. I always kind of had to put him up here, you know.
Yeah. Did you have lots of homework? What was it?
Yes, we had quite a bit of homework. In fact, starting in fifth and... sixth grade, that's where we started to get homework, but not before that. Maybe reading. Take your reading book home and read, But other than that,
so it was
maybe
really
we used to call English language until we got in junior high, then it was called English.
Yeah.
But before that, we called it language. We learned to write sentences and things like that.
Yeah. Where did you hang out, like, after school and that?
We didn't really have anywhere to hang out to the National Line. If you want to hang out somewhere, you came to Ishpeming. Except for when there were things at school. We used to play around the school, roller skate around the school in the summer, and then there was a baseball field there right across from, maybe there's a parking area there and all, I don't know. And I think that property probably belongs to the school, maybe. Oh yeah, there was ski jumping around here. You know, the kids made a hill yourself, and we would ride the landing. We had one girl that would jump humps that were in the, that was in my grade.
Wow. Did you ski?
Yeah. They used to have a little tournament there, and it was called Little Bluff. It's just down
from country, what was Country Market now, and it was all cleared away there. There was that old thing there. The kids made the hill themselves, but they did have tournaments there. And we used to get out of school on the 22nd of February, because that's when the Ishpeming Ski Club always had a tournament at Suicide Hill. And we always had that day off, Washington's birthday, because that's the tournament always was scheduled for that day.
That's neat. Describe the graduation ceremony that you saw.
I think I got a copy of it or something. This was in 1944.
Wow.
And those are all the kids in the grade.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the girl that did the ski jumping.
Oh, she was the class vice president?
Yeah. Well, she was a class vice president in junior year. See, there's what she calls. And let's see, they don't have Norman. Yeah, Norman Carpy, see, he was the one that had to go into the service. I don't know if you know any of these. Do you know Lloyd Croon? Do you know of any of the Croons? That was our. Yeah, she jumped little bluff. Yeah. She only did it a couple times because she hurt herself.
Do you know, like, what did you do, like, at the graduation?
Well, it was gas rationing then. So we all piled in one car and we went all over the place downtown and kind of really goofed off. Probably the first time in our life. But it was real quiet. There was nothing much going on. There were no parties and no one had open houses at their homes like the kids do nowadays. You just got, you had a special dress, but we had caps and gowns. But it's such a big thing now. You have your parties at home and then they have all night things and nothing like that.
Yeah.
Very quiet.
What special memories do you have of a graduation? Do you have any?
I guess I was kind of glad to get through school. Although I liked school. I was going with my husband then and he was gone to in the service. He was my boyfriend. And I married him. So he was gone. How long were you gone?
3 years.
3 years, yeah. And we got married. We come back in 46, hey? And I got married in 47.
So you graduated in 44?
Except for Norman Clarke, he's not here.
Which one are you?
That's me right there. And this is taken in, when we're not so formal.
Yeah.
This was taken later on in the, Ellen McCary. She had scarlet fever during that graduation week, so she missed school, but she was able to come and graduate.
Wow.
You know, to be in the class.
Yeah. Okay. Were you able to maintain contact with your childhood friends after the graduation?
Yes. The girls, most of us are in a club and we still meet once a month, except for in the summer and during the, like in November or December during the holiday. We don't get together then, but
yeah,
I would say maybe about 5 months of the year we get together.
Do you still get together now?
Yes, but we won't know until January again when all the busyness is all over.
Yeah. Did any of your teachers have an impact on your life?
Well, I think they were all people of high integrity.
Yeah.
They were good role models. Most of them that I can remember.
Yeah. Did you have any special need?
I can't say I really had a special one. Mm-hmm. Because they were, being a small school, you got to know the teachers quite well, you know.
Yeah. It's kind of hard.
Yeah,
now
you were just a number. They knew you.
Yeah.
And we knew them, not maybe everything personal about them, but mm-hmm. they were, we were, I think the kids really respected the teachers then. There was a healthy fear of the teacher, you know. Mm-hmm. And maybe sometimes not so healthy, but they demanded your respect.
Yeah.
And not in a cruel way, I don't mean it that way, but they were, mm-hmm. I think you respected the teachers. You used to get a kick out of a lot of things they did, and like you do now, you know.
Yeah. Do you remember anything?
Laugh about things.
Do you remember anything, like, that everybody still remembers it?
Well, then they used to call Uncle George. Bit out of charge out of
the
room.
Some of the guys in the class, what they snuffed George.
That was
some of the guys.
That was during, I think when George used to talk about that when he was in school. Well, I'm sure there were kids that smoked then, and kids would get suspended from playing basketball or something because of smoking or something. And none of the teachers smoked. Or if they did, we didn't know about it. You know, that was kind of one of your private things that you did, not in public. And girls, if they smoked, you rarely knew that they smoked.
Yeah.
Or you might have known, but you never saw them smoke.
What was your did you have an occupation after you graduated?
Yes, I worked in the bank, mm-hmm. in Nagani and in the Miners Bank here in town.
Are they both still here?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Do you want to add anything?
Yeah.
Or say anything?
I guess that's about it, you know.
Okay.
Nothing too exciting.
I'm sure I couldn't remember a lot of memories.
Oh, well, of course, but that's so personal.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very, very much for letting me interview you.